You're watching the Weekly Conversation. I'm Scott Kegley here with Anquan Boldin. And Anquan, you guys are coming off a big 23-10 win over the Carolina Panthers in the divisional round. And it was a very physical game and became physical early. Is that a type of game that you really enjoy?
That's the type of game that we enjoy as a team. We have some physical guys on both sides of the ball, also on special teams. So, you know, we don't mind mixing it up.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard what Jim Harbaugh said about you on Monday, but he called you the toughest football player at any position in the NFL. Is that a statement you'd agree with?
I mean, that's not for me to decide. I guess I let everybody else who's watching, I let those guys decide that. I mean, for me, I just play football. There's only one way that I know how to play football, and that's all out. You know, if I come out and try to be somebody else, you know, I'll be cheating myself. So anytime you see me on the football field, you'll get 100%.
Where do you get your toughness from? Was it something that you developed at a younger age or something that you gained over time?
Well, I've always played that way. Like I said, I've always felt like if I'm not giving 100%, I'm cheating myself. That's something my dad always taught me. Just growing up from my hometown, you had to be that way. If not, you get picked on every day. You know, playing in Pahokee, being raised in that environment, you had to be a tough guy.
Seems like you know when to hold it back, though, too.
But, you know, I've always been taught, always play tough, always play physical, but be smart. And that's pushing it right up to the edge. At the end of the day, you don't want to do anything that's going to hurt your team. And, you know, I definitely don't want to be on that side of it.
A high school quarterback, you said you could have played running back or wide receiver. With that toughness, is there part of you that says, I could still play a little running back?
Yeah, I feel like I can play running back. But, you know, growing up, I always felt like I was going to be on the defensive side of the ball. Along with playing quarterback in high school, I also played free safety. You know, I always liked to get the big hit, lay guys out going across the middle. So.
Now, I know you've said this was a tough team even before you came here. But do you feel like some of the guys in that locker room really feed off the energy that you bring out there on the football field too?
I think so, but I feed off of those guys as well. I mean, when you see Dante running around hitting people, or Pat, or Bo, or Justin, Alden, I mean, I feed off those guys as well. Whenever they get a big hit, I mean, for me, I want to match it. So, you know, I'm out there looking to lay somebody out as well.
This team's had to do it the hard way and go on the road to open the playoffs, and the rest of the way, we're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Is that something that you draw on that experience that you had last year, too, winning two tough games with the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, I think so, but as a team, that's what you want. You know, at the end of the year, you don't want to leave any doubt who's the best team out there. And for us to go the long, tough, hard way, we wouldn't have it any other way. We want to let everybody know that we're the team to beat. We'll come in your place and do that if we have to.
Yeah, that being said, could you drop a script any better than this one this week, going up to Seattle and arguably one of the toughest road environments in the NFL?
You know, it's a movie script. You know, we've had practice going to Green Bay, tough, cold environment, and then going to Carolina, where they have been on the road. I think they won 11 out of the last 12. But Seattle's a different team, a different environment. You know, 12 man's going to be loud. Those guys are going to be amped up because the winner of that game goes to the Super Bowl. But, you know, we'll go in there ready to play and give it everything we have.
And if you guys are able to get the win, you'd be going to your third Super Bowl with your third different team. What is it about all those teams that maybe they had in common?
But I think the common thread is guys just being hungry. Guys just wanting it more than everybody else and willing to lay it out on the line. You know, there's going to come a point in time in that game where one of those teams is going to crack. At some point, at some time, one team is going to crack and it won't be me. I mean, I think this team was built the right way, not only with great football players, but guys with good character as well. When you're on a team like that, everybody's so unselfish. Guys don't care about numbers. They don't care about stats. They don't care about accolades. They just want to win. And I feel like that's how this locker room is made.